Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 56, Multitasking. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to you by Kevin's Emotional Trauma Outreach, or KETO. Support Network. Hello. I'm here today to talk to you about something very serious: your health and your well-being. You've been told that you need to exercise, eat a healthy diet, maybe even explore a vegan lifestyle. And here's the truly frightening part of this all too uncommon prescription for health and longevity. You did it. You are one of the infinitesimal percentage of people who actually followed this advice. You exercise regularly, you avoid drugs and alcohol, you maintain a healthy weight, you live a vegan lifestyle. And now you are paying the price because your old college jackass roommates remember you as the guy who used to pass out with a bottle of Tanqueray in one hand and a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken in the other. And now, in your 30s, 40s, and even 50s, they mock you relentlessly in group chats, at tailgates, at weddings, anywhere joy once existed. Does this sound like you? Well, you're not alone. Join Kevin's KETO Support Network. During counseling and group sessions, Kevin and his team of buff bros will listen to all of the deeply hurtful things your friends have said. He'll offer guidance, support, the best tofurkey sausage options and near beer recommendations for when you inevitably show up at a tailgate. He'll even coach you on what to say when the mocking begins. And trust me, my friends, it will begin. Phrases like, vegan or not, I'm ready to rock. Powerful. Grounding. Deeply ineffective, but empowering. And while your friends may continue down a path of fried foods and poor life decisions, and very possibly pass away in their early 60s from heart disease or cirrhosis of the liver or whatever else, you will have decades more to process the trauma of what they said about you. Call Kevin today. Join the KETO Support Network. Because living longer means remembering more. This is a satirical ad, at least an attempt at one. No one is paying me anything for this, although Kevin, you probably should. Today's episode opens with an important clarification from the narrator. Multitasking was originally a term used to describe computers, not human beings. When humans try to multitask, what we're really doing is fragmenting our attention, jumping between tasks, diluting focus, and often doing many of the things that don't truly matter, just to feel busy. That leads Earl to ask a deceptively simple question. How many unnecessary things do you do in a typical day? He follows that with a powerful practice. At any point during the day, stop and ask yourself, is this what I'm doing right now actually important? Not urgent, not visible, important. This habit alone, Earl suggests, can radically change how we use our time. One of the greatest qualities of success, Earl says, is doing what is truly important first. Too often we confuse urgency with importance. We react instead of choosing. We let interruptions, emails, small demands, crowds of what actually will move us forward in life. This leads into one of the central distinctions of this episode: visible priorities versus invisible priorities. Visible priorities are easy to spot: tasks, meetings, activity, motion. Invisible priorities are harder to see, but far more important. There are things like our goals, our love for our family, our commitment to quality, our hope for the future, and so on. Earl reminds us that we often reverse these, prioritizing what can be seen over what truly matters. Earl then shares a personal story about a book publisher who repeatedly encouraged him to write a book. Earl's response was always the same: I don't have time. But he admits this wasn't entirely true, and it isn't true for most of us either. We all have the same amount of time. Time is the one resource distributed equally. What differs is how we choose to use it. Earl emphasizes the enormous cumulative power of doing a little bit every day. Over time, small daily efforts compound into something substantial. And here's a crucial reminder. When a big project is finished, people don't remember how fast it was done. They remember how good it is. Quality lasts. Quality first, speed second. Next, Earl tackles the danger of being a jack of all trades and a master of none. Being passable at many things but excellent at none doesn't create lasting value. Businesses, organizations, or even families rely on people who are essential, not merely interchangeable. To illustrate this, Earl uses a vivid metaphor. When a ship is sinking, the captain orders all non-essential cargo thrown overboard. The same thing happens in business during difficult times. The lesson is clear. Make yourself essential. Find where your greatest opportunity for contribution lies and go all in on it. Earl closes the episode by tying this all together. Effectiveness doesn't come from doing more things. It comes from doing the right things with focus, care, and commitment. When we eliminate the unnecessary, protect the invisible priorities, and dedicate ourselves fully to our best contribution, we don't just become more productive, we become more valuable. So episode 56 leaves us with a grounding reminder. Busyness is not effectiveness. Motion is not progress. And focus, not multitasking, is what turns effort into results. When we stop trying to do everything, we finally gain the power to do what matters most. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.